Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Self-Sovereignty Podcast. Today I'm with Jason Christoph. I've been following your work, Jason, for a few years now on Facebook, through your websites and your blogs. Been looking forward to speaking to you since we arranged it last week because of all the mess that the world's in. And I know, in my opinion, you're one of the most senior truth tellers out there that I've come across anyway. You don't hold back. Self-sabotage, mind control, symbolism, etymology and language. So like most people, I'm assuming that you didn't start out that way. You didn't think like that for all of your life. Can you like tell the guys that are listening a bit about your background?
Yeah, guaranteed. I certainly did not think or talk or behave like this for the first half of my life, and maybe a little bit more. I was under the same sort of programming that I expose now for many people across the world. And I focused all that education, which was self-education, into a career as a self-sabotage coach, because the programming I was under as a young man, I was not aware of at the time, was downloaded into me by government programming, like government schooling. And of course the media is a, you know, it's a buffet of mind control tactics. And if you don't really know anything about that subject, you're going to become a victim living out your life under this mind control influence while thinking you're making decisions based on your free will. And a lot of the negative programming that is installed into most humans was installed into me. So I became a successful entrepreneur at about 24 years old. And the way this sort of mind control programming works, it's based on a lot of self-hatred. And I hated myself without myself knowing it. I thought I loved myself, but I really hated myself. And that was programmed into me. But and nothing really changed at 24 other than the budget I had to hate myself with. So when you get given money and you're running sort of an internal computer program in your mental hard drive of self-loathing and low self-esteem and self-hatred, and you're thinking that this is just how life goes with partying and narcotic use, alcohol abuse, junk food, I mean, that's what the programming's all about, is to destroy your potential. And I certainly was taking wild swings at my potential. And the more successful I became, the more wild those swings became as well, where I was literally trying to kill myself because I was a successful entrepreneur at the same time. And that's sort of the hidden, we all know about movies where, you know, someone's under mind control and they can be triggered through trigger words to go kill maybe some, you know, some mark, someone they have to take out. Well, the way our mind control system works, we're designed to take ourselves out on a regular basis. And if we happen to rise up anywhere close to our full potential, those are really trigger phrases or trigger incidents where we really go at ourselves with more alcohol, more junk food, more negative self-talk, and, you know, racing cars fast and crashing them into telephone poles. And I had all that. And what happened is I continued on with my career as an entrepreneur, fumbling through and then trying to make people healthy, because I was in the fitness club business and I wasn't healthy at all. And I was almost dead when I was 29 because of this mind control insertion with this self-abuse, this perpetual self-sadism. And I had called and made contact coincidentally to what's called a Czech practitioner, C-H-E-K. They're trained by a man named Paul Czech out of Vista, California. And his practitioners know all of this. So I was almost dead. I couldn't walk when I was 29. I was a drug addict, alcoholic, and they come and they're very gentle. And I happened to hire the best one in my country to come visit me in my hometown, because she was a friend of mine who had gone that way and studied that way for the 20 years since I hadn't seen her. And she came down and with kid gloves started making me healthier and defragmenting my hard drive. And I'm like, well, who is this witch that knows all this sort of information to make people better people and to make the changes stick and to make sure the addictions are gone and they're based on not the addictive substances themselves, but our programming that makes us want to trim our own poppy. And I went and trained at the same institute, the Czech Institute in California, and I was working with people one-on-one, and then I really had to... They weren't really that successful either, even though I had all this information. It was only when I started to get into the mind control and psychology, I actually started mind controlling and using the same psychological manipulation that's used through the media to make us worse. I started to use it and apply the same mind control tactics to make my clients better. And then all of a sudden, they all got better, all at the same time when I could never... I could never make them stop eating chocolate or ice cream, no matter how much knowledge I gave them.
Yeah.
So now that's what I do. I use subconscious mind hacking and education about behavioral analysis and psychology to educate my clients so they know why they love chocolate. And you know why they love chocolate? Because they're afraid to be their best. That's how crazy it is.
It's incredible, isn't it?
So I have to really make them develop the courage, and there's many methods I use to do that, to actually be their best, even though it's very frightening, because if you are your best in our society, you will be attacked. This is very, very interesting stuff, and I've never failed with my most modern technique. I've never failed a client yet to make them embrace betterment in a society where they know every level of the pyramid that they walk up, they're going to get more eggs and more tomatoes thrown at them and more hisses and more boos. And I show them how to keep walking up anyway.
I mean, I've in the last 2 or 3 months, I don't think I've been called racist, fascist and all that nonsense more than I have in the last 2 or 3 months. Because whenever you tell anything away from mainstream narrative, you just get all the hurls of abuse of people who are just what are so stuck in the television and the news and everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the way that in you, if they don't know about how their brain works and that information is purposely kept from them, they're going to have that reaction and think that they're thinking. The way the subconscious mind operates, it's a group based mechanism. It's where pack animals, and the way the brain works on a psychological level, the subconscious believes that the TV and the information that comes out of it represents the majority or the bigger herd. And the way the subconscious mind operates, will always find safety in the bigger herd because there's safety in numbers. So they will defend whatever ideology that the bigger herd happens to have. And that can be dangerous because in, say, a Holocaust situation, the information coming out of the TV will say, like in World War II, it was, you know, everybody is against the Jews. And then if you're not aware that your subconscious mind will cling to that, if you're not aware of how your mind works, you will, by default, always move toward the position, the value position of the majority, and you will defend it even without rational analysis or logical thought. The part of the brain that wants the safety in the herd has been proven to have no rationality and no logical assessment of what they're siding with. Mm-hmm. So to call you a fascist for saying the truth, they probably don't even know what fascist means.
That's right. Yeah.
It just means ruled by the mob. That's all it means.
Yeah.
And people like you and I want individual liberty. We don't want to be ruled by the strongest mob that gives the worst beatdown. They're not the ones that make the laws. So if people would just understand this, and there's a reason this information isn't given to the public, because if they understood how this particular part of the brain works, the subconscious mind, a great UK hypnotist shows how it works His name is Darren Brown. If anybody wants to go over and his videos, if you want to see how easily this part of the brain can be hacked or how weird and illogical its function is, I would suggest going to the Darren Brown video page to see this information in action. He doesn't teach on it, he just hacks it. But if the public aren't taught this, and they're not taught this purposely, they're always going to be suckers for advertising campaigns on the TV and the media releases, which are nothing but psychological manipulation directed specifically toward this part of the brain, which is prone to follow and mimic and mirror and emulate everything it sees on the TV as a way to fit in, as a way to be safe, as a way to be secure. This part of the brain is obsessed with survival in the herd as opposed to morality and logical thought. And today, everybody, the people who manipulate us are great at manipulating the invisible, like borders, they're invisible, viruses, they're invisible, religious punishments and evil deities, they're invisible. And it's really easy to hack the subconscious mind of the human, because there's a natural fear of the invisible. That's why we are afraid of someone under our bed or a boogeyman in the closet when we're children, because our greatest fear is not being out of control. And there's nothing more scary than, say, an invisible man or an invisible enemy. That's why there's so many invisible man movies, because they invoke the greatest fear in the human psyche.
And so you and I are sitting here talking about this. There's millions of people across the world now who are starting to see through all the illusion and the veil of illusion that's been put in front of us. But what difference is it from you or I here talking about it and the average person? Why is it that we've got it and they haven't?
Well, the way this is a very ancient cycle, which is another, I mean, if you look at the history of the planet, it's really kept from the public too. It increases. So this part of the mind that we're talking about is completely natural. It's not really a malfunction. It's by no means a malfunction. It's there to keep you safe. If it didn't work good, if you weren't good at fitting in and blending in and going along to get along, you wouldn't be here. You'd be dead. You would have been dead a long time ago. Because when you're a kid, this is all you have for survival, is this ability to copy and mimic and fit into your environment. It's supposed to blend away or fade away as we get older, to where we're independent, sovereign individuals. But the study of this mind, and it is being studied very intently in various institutes around the world. The Tavistock Institute in the UK is a very famous shop of horrors for this particular part of the mind. And they've shown that the more polluted a person is, the more strong-willed they are to ignore reality and follow the herd. So it's sort of a two-prong attack. The more toxic the society, the more effective the mind control operates. And the most effective substance that's been shown to make someone cling, they get very clingy in a child way to the herd, so that they're always going to be backing what the TV says, is if the person is under the influence of caffeine. And this is why this general march toward toxifying and polluting the society over time has never been because of any other reason but to put the population under deeper and deeper forms of mind control, which makes them especially clingy and following of the propaganda that comes out of the TV. So the medical system and the science system work hand in hand with the media system, because the medical system, of course, doesn't make anybody healthy. But the more polluted the average person can be, the more clingy, and they like having passionate love affairs with the liaria that comes out of their TV. This sort of manipulation was a blueprint sold to various kings and queens by a group in the Middle East called the Medes, M-E-D-E-S. and you can learn about them from basically research experts like Michael Tesserion. He's out of Ireland, and you can really see that this is a blueprint that has really worked through the ages, and how ruling families, like maybe 1,000 people in ruling families, have come to dominate 8 billion people. And you can impregnate those 8 billion people with whatever BS you really want to through the media system, but it was never this effective. It's more effective when the person's malnourished or undernourished and highly toxic. So everything from mercury teeth fillings to Teflon pans to microwave food to now a coffee shop on every corner. 30 years ago, we didn't have that. And the originators of this would do the UK, the British tea time. So they would always infuse the slave class with caffeine because they found caffeine was extremely effective at making the slaves very compliant to slave masters' dictates. But when they found coffee was relatively new, even though it was found in the Middle East around 1650. It only arrived in the UK and some of the colonies only recently in the past 150 years. And the people who are masters of mind control and how to manipulate the psyche, they couldn't believe the effect that the coffee caffeine, because it's a higher amount. You get more milligrams per cup than tea. And this is where all the mind control advancement has come from, is polluting the slave class while also increasing the psychological manipulation. Like it's a very sharp edge right now on TV. Repetition is key for manipulating the psychological, the psyche. And so is something like fear. So you can see the coronavirus, they put the fear into you. Everybody starts repeating at the same time. Like it wasn't only the news stations that was repeating the fear. You'd open your phone and there'd be COVID alerts. You'd open your email and there would be email alerts from any company that you did business with was like, this is how we're handling COVID-19. And you're like, I don't really care how you're handling COVID-19. But they were all being paid to blanket the slave class in the fear-based tsunami and to get the sort of population to walk lockstep like this, you had to pollute them to the highest degree. And the people who organize that, is that's why they always fight the health. The true health movement is fought because of this. And they knew they had to strike now because people were getting healthier and healthier and healthier. And therefore people like you and I, the mind control was wearing off. And that's why they want to draw everybody back in with the vaccine, because, well, there's more to the vaccine than just repolluting people. But what's really happening is that the tentacles of government that relies on media manipulation and heavily intoxic, like very toxic citizens, that's, they're trying to bring everybody back in. They're saying, we don't want you healthy. We're going to start with the toxic vaccine. We're going to take full tyrannical control, eventually pollute your water more, pollute your food more. They want to make organic gardens illegal. And you see that. You see that in certain states in the United States, you're not allowed to have an organic garden here, there, and the other place. And you can just see them. And the reason the health movement is always under attack is because for this ruling group, which masquerades as an altruistic government, it's just basically an old death cult from Carthage. They use death as a way to control people, the fear of death, actually killing people. That's why they're a death cult. Everything is about death, and that's how they control the public. For them to maintain control over the slave class, the psychological manipulation has to hit high notes in the media, while at the same time, simultaneously, you have to keep a very high level of pollution in the same population for them to believe and trigger the part of their mind, the subconscious mind, to buy into the media manipulation. So I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's what's going on.
It makes a hell of a lot of sense. I think the question I'd ask you is, do people psychologically want, like, do they want to be led? Or do they want sovereignty themselves? Because, like, we've got neighbours in the UK and they're stitching on one another, calling right. the local authority to go, oh, they're with the neighbours during the lockdown and whatever. Do people want the freedom? Because I don't think they do.
That you don't if you're a child. So, and that might sound like a birthday problem, like, but it's not. So whatever age you have in your driver's license, it's certainly not indicative of your mental age. So when you're young, yes, you desperately want someone to tell you what to do. And then in exchange for that, they're going to protect you. And then it's supposed to be a natural transition from a child to adult. And in certain societies, like I tell people, in the Spartan society, in ancient Sparta, they were well aware that if they didn't push the child to become an adult, you would have people of adult age who thought and talked and behaved like children, which would mean Sparta would collapse. So they would take their children and put them outside the walls of Sparta. When they were 14 years old, it would be the men. The women had their own, what this is called a rite of passage, R-I-T-E, a rite. And what happens is when a child, a 14-year-old boy is outside the city walls in Sparta, they have to substitute their views for like the views of the community for their own. So when are they going to go to bed? What are they going to eat? Where are they going to sleep? How are they going to defend themselves against the gray wolves that are notorious to roam that area at night and feed on these children if they weren't willing to make the very fast ascension into adulthood? And that rite of passage would make sure that that child came back as a fully fledged adult and wasn't so clingy to being accepted by the herd. So the herd-based conformity pressure is always the foundation of it is, if you don't agree with us, just get out of here. But to someone who's already survived a week outside the wall, they're like, I got no problem with that. But we're still going to have a debate. I'm still going to use my voice. And we're going to do what's right instead of what we want to do, trying to fit in with everybody else. So everybody does want to be an adult in that natural transition, but the part of the brain that I'm talking about, the clingy part, it has a child IQ. So when you're polluted, when you're drinking alcohol, you drink coffee in the morning, you don't have good nutritious food, that part of the brain that's very clingy to all the tribal expectations, that initiates, so you become clingy, but you do that because that part of the brain has a child-based IQ. So again, that's it's connected. Like it's connected to the there's 150 pieces to a watch, and what you have to understand is all these pieces work together. For that person to rat out their neighbors, they're more likely to do it if they're polluted. And they're also more likely to do it if they watch media where adults act like children, like Will Ferrell movies or Adam Sandler movies, like The Adventures of Ricky Bobby or Elf. And that's why you would see this last 20 years. All we were seeing is the media was giving females masculine traits and then giving the males female childlike traits. And so this works into it as well, where a lot of the behavior of both the female and male were being driven by the media through this part of the brain that is proven to mimic everything it sees. The images that were repeatedly driven into the human psyche was a child-based model of interfacing with the world. And only a child would rat out their neighbors and believe the government. You do need the school system involved in that particular manipulation too, to hide the real history of government from that person who's ratting out their neighbors. Because if they knew that the government fully intends to euthanize that person with a kill shot vaccine, they probably wouldn't be so keen on siding with the government, because that's what's coming. And anybody that is ratting out their neighbors and has not developed their research ability, and they're at that point in a maturation stage, you could 10 cents to a dollar, they're going to be lining up for the vaccine that's designed to euthanize them. And this is how all this works. If there was no TV and no government schooling and no endorsed poisons in the society, none of this would be happening. You have to dumb down the population through the government schooling, which is based on the Prussian system. You have to make them completely inept and completely dependent on someone else giving them a job, because that's what schooling is designed to do. It's worked around the philosophy of limited learning for lifelong labor. And they don't even try and hide the fact that the government school system and all the Commonwealth nations are designed to destroy the intelligence of the child. And if you want more information on that, read the book by John Taylor Gatto. He's the most famous public school teacher of our time. He wrote the book Weapons of Mass Instruction, and it goes over the history of the school system in the UK and Canada and the US and Prussia and France and everywhere. And the school system is designed by the government to kind of be one of the first strikes against the human intelligence, to make that human so stunned that they cannot support themselves economically other than going to beg for someone else to tell them what to do for 10 hours a day. I, of course, do not beg. I work for myself and always have. So I got out of the system simply, you know, by being myself. But other people aren't so lucky. Most people, only a very small percentage, get out as entrepreneurs, which is our natural function. The other ones are mind controlled into middle management positions in corporation or government. And then another small amount refuses to play, and they become the poor. They become the toxic runoff from the system. So you have to have the government system dumbing the kids down. You have to have the media with the repetitive messages aimed at the subconscious brain, which the subconscious brain will always act out as truth in order to fit into that society. And then you have to have the toxic medical and science system always initiate a fear response in the body through poisoning, which makes the subconscious 10 times more clingy to what the TV is saying. So all this works as a very big clock, a real big agenda. And I'll give you an example of how easy it is to make a human copy or mimic or emulate what's on the TV. If people don't know what I'm talking about, there was a movie called Gone in 60 Seconds. It was about, with Nicolas Cage and Angelina Jolie. It was more my generation. And it was a movie about car theft. And when it was released in Burnaby, BC in Canada, car theft went up 70% in the first week alone. And that's how the people who make the movies knows that if the message is repetitive and positively reinforced, that person will act it out, believing it's coming out of their own free will. Even the movie Fast and the Furious, when it came out, drag races exploded all over the country. And so did the drifting Honda Civics and the souped up Honda Civics and the Mustang, because the people who manipulate us know what's on the screen will be on the street in no time. So you control what's on the screen, you control what's on the street. And the people will think that they're behaving based on their free will, and they're not. Even the Cosby Show, we'll forget about Bill Cosby and his transgressions for a second, but the Cosby Show was a 9-year show on American TV about Bill Cosby. He was a medical doctor. He was black. and his wife, Claire. She was black as well, and she was a lawyer. Now, during the 9-year run of the show, African-American enrollment went up 19% during the 9-year run of the show. And of course, that was giving positive role modeling, which proves that this copying technology, this part of the brain that they know copies, can be used for good too.
It's both ways, yeah.
It works both ways. And how do you think I get my people eating good and not watching TV and quitting their coffee and quitting their wine at night and losing weight and starting that business they were supposed to start and getting comfortable with making $250,000 a year instead of $50,000? How do you think I do that? Yeah. Well, easy. I know how to hack the brain. I know how to put repetitive messages in that part of the brain. And that brain doesn't think, it's reactive. It reacts to whatever you put in on a repetitive. It's not assessing for you if it's right or wrong. It reacts to any repetitive message ever. So I teach my people how to hack the brain in a good way. And during that 9-year run of Cosby, the people who run our society didn't like the effect, which they called the Cosby effect. Yeah. So they got Lil Wayne on. So that's when Lil Wayne started in on everybody with the, he's not a big man. He's not a strong man. He doesn't know how to use language. He swears a lot. I think he's got all gold teeth, but they put him on there. And the more repetitive images of Lil Wayne, you see all the success of the black community come down to pre-Cosby levels or even below, and they call that the Lil Wayne effect. And if you want to see a psychologist review this sort of mind control, you can find a doctor on YouTube called Jerry Kroth, J-E-R-R-Y, and Kroth is K-R-O-T-H. He's a psychology professor at Santa Clara University, and he reviews the very dangerous use of media on the American people. And, you know, that's where most people are getting their media downloads, and they're getting their, this is the scary thing. Your behavior is set by your environment. It's not set by you. It's set from outside you, not inside you. This is what the average person is never told. It doesn't matter when you got married, who you got married to. You drink coffee in the day. You drink wine at night. You go on vacation 4 weeks a year to here, there, and the other place. The brand of clothes you wear, the brand of shoes you wear, your ideas, your beliefs, they're imprinted into you.
So philosophically then, without trying to go too deep, you haven't got any free will at that point.
If you're polluted, you probably have zero free will. So if you decide, and don't forget the pressure is to be polluted because that's all the imagery they put into you too. Mm. Burger King, McDonald's, Pepsi, Bud Light, Miller Time. And, you know, and you want to act those out. You want to be part of the group. Mm. So yeah, free will is very close to zero levels if you watch TV and are polluted. TV watchers are the target of what's coming down the pipe. So if someone, and they won't potentially see this podcast or see this video, but guarantee the TV watchers are their own sort of victims, where they will willingly and voluntarily go into the vaccine abattoir and wait their turn to literally be decapitated by the medical system and the science system and the government system. It's a very polite and well-organized media holocaust we're all living in right now. And not many people are aware of that. And if you know how these systems work, they just don't take a bite and go home. They keep going. So if you know how media manipulation works, and I'll give you one example, they've already hypno-programmed people. This is the most dangerous program any human can take into their mind, that they're a virus production center. This is not good because it marks each human as the problem. And if we're at war with the virus and the virus comes out of your mouth, they're going to be at war with you. Mm. Now the people that, so that's where it started. Then there's the masks that reinforce that this hole in our face is where the viruses come out. This is another step that's especially dangerous because it means that you are the problem, that you are a virus production machine. And if we're at war with the virus and want to get rid of the virus and you produce it, getting rid of you also accomplishes the goal. And it gets worse than that, because what we're going to see now is they're going to say, and none of this is validated. So there's no science to validate coronavirus exists. There's no science to validate 6-foot distance. There's no science to validate mask wearing. And there's no science to validate that viruses transmit over any distance. So there's no science that validates a sick person can make a healthy person sick. But if you watch the TV and have your PhD or your doctorate in TV watching, you'll be very confused about all those facts. Because according to World War Z with Brad Pitt, and according to Legend with Will Smith, and Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman, everything that I said is the opposite of what that TV watcher knows. So the TV watchers really have no books in their house. All their information is downloaded from TV University. And they talk like they're the most well-educated people in your community. So this group, who is very good at what's called the lane of traffic technique, they know how to push you one lane of traffic over at a time to where you won't believe where you end up, but you would have never went there right away. You would never have went from the right lane of traffic over 10 lanes of traffic because it's too dangerous. But once they make you think that you're a virus production machine, and then once you believe that wearing a mask, make sure that your virus production stays close. How far away do you think they are from saying, don't talk? Because it throws the virus farther, which is what they're going to say eventually. That if you go out, you're a virus production machine, don't talk because it throws the virus farther. I predicted this 2 weeks ago, and it was only last week where a church leader said that Nancy Pelosi, inside the United States, had a Zoom meeting with all the church leaders. And guess what she said? Please do not sing because it throws the virus further. And if you know how these groups work, and they're very ancient, they do the lane of traffic technique, pushing, making you believe one lie, and then they'll put another lie on top, and another lie on top, and another lie on top, and make this big lie sandwich. They're going to jam it down your throat. And so, and this is my prediction, which you can see if it's going to come true or not. A lot of people up in like a year and a half ago was wondering, why all the sign language all of a sudden, and all the government, you know, all the government around the world started the sign language, because they're going to tell you not to talk, and they're going to tell you can only sign. That's what they're trying. That's how they go. Because if you know where they're going, you know that's exactly what move. That's.
That would be.
Yeah, you didn't. Big move. And that's the move. And if you know these people, you can predict where it's all going. They're going to say.
So where do you think they are going, Jason? Because obviously, do you think this is just another chessboard move, or do you think this is like, right, we're at checkmate, and where they're going?
No, there's secrets in basically. It's the more information they get from the humans, they don't want any communication that isn't recorded by the computer. So if you're not allowed to talk anywhere between your friends, you're going to just build up that talk energy and fire it into your phone or fire it into your computer when you get home. And so basically you can curtail the private communication that can sometimes lead to rebellion. And then you'll go to your devices where you know you're going to be monitored and recorded, and you're going to develop a separate personality for that. And then it's going to be really easy for the police to come and find you. Hey, did I just see you talking? Did I just hear you talking? And the cop's not going to approach and talk. He's going to sign to you. That's what's going to go on. In my opinion, because I've studied this group of mind control for at least 15 years, and I developing a pretty good reputation for guessing where these psychopaths want to push. And, you know, if I could, I'll explain one experiment that is the reason, the foundational reason why they want to record absolutely every communication is because there was an experiment once which was done with the Google, where there was a jar of marbles, and they went into an office building with about 700 or 800 people, and everybody had to guess how many marbles were in the jar. And so they took 700 or 800 guesses, and I think the top guess was 50,000. And there's only a couple of thousand in there. So, and then the bottom one said, I think it was 100. So at the top end and the bottom end, they're all laughing. But it, when you average all the guesses together, guess what you got? You got the exact amount of marbles in that jar. So the secret to information is that there's truth in the collective cloud of info. You just got to know how to average it out. They want to analyze the full human experience in order to reveal the secrets of the universe. They want to record absolutely everything you say and do.
Because so they don't inside want us the talking about that, about the secrets of the universe, for example. The last thing they want is that.
Well, there's the secrets of the universe, but basically with the marble explanation, you don't even have to be aware that you're revealing the secrets. A supercomputer can analyze all your communications and pull the secrets out of the collective cloud. I'm not too sure if I'm describing that correctly. But this is the reason eventually they don't want you to talk. They're going to use the fake virus to push their agenda, which again, they want everybody on a computer. And that's also the reason why they're putting plexiglass up at the grocery store or at the gym, because eventually, if you know this group, it will be a computer screen. There will be no human behind it. They want you getting used to talking to a screen, and then they just remove the human, and then it's a silicone interface with a AI representative of the gym and saying, don't forget your 6-foot distance, no showering today, the tanning booths are shut down. And that they're always trying to condition you in those magical ways where you don't even understand. And they're trying to close down all the different shops. That's why they make you wait outside in these long queues, so eventually you stop going. They want to shut down all commerce, bring it all online, and then vent that monetary energy over to Amazon or Microsoft. They're basically trying to vent away financial resources away from the average person and then direct it like a canal over to the big players that are completely complicit with this agenda and are in full compliance. They are already well aware of it. They're in on the con job. So I hope, didn't lose anybody there. But if you know how these people work, I mean, you know that sign language is going to be coming. When you tell churchgoers in every state in the United States that they can't sing, because it propels the virus farther, when there's no scientific evidence of that, you're only two lanes of traffic away from don't talk at all and one lane of traffic away from forcing everybody to sign language because you're a virus factory. And then how long is it from there? How many lanes of traffic is it from there to say that Jim is a virus factory, we have to euthanize him? Well, that used to be called Jew 60, 70 years ago, where you make up a grouping that's completely fabricated and say, that guy's the enemy. That's why you're sick. And then who are they going to mark as the people, maybe the people that don't have vaccines, maybe the people that speak up against it.
And so what do you propose the the answer is to this, then? Do we just stand up and not comply?
Well, basically, yeah. The thing about this energy system is it's produced from about 40%. Like, currency is a container for your life force. So when the government taxes you, you might not be aware of it, that they're ancient energy magicians and they're stealing 40% of your life force, taking it for themselves, you know, stealing 40 containers of your life force with for every $100 you make. They steal that for themselves and then build the slave-based system with your energy. So the more you can keep your energy for yourself, like not going to the doctor, not phoning the government, not participating and resisting, the more you chip away at the energy that they need to keep the system in place. And I always suggest get healthy. If you want to see all this sort of mind control in action, you have to remove the slave-based toxins out of your system. It's hard to beat the system when the system's inside of you. Always remember that. And always remember that the government maintains its power by destroying yours. So the liquor stores, the nicotine, the cigarettes, the toxic vaccines, the Teflon pans, the coffee, the fluoride toothpaste, the toxic Wi-Fi router, the toxic cell phone you carry in your back pocket. Start to mitigate and defend yourself against those toxins. It'll help make sure that your brain is clean enough to see all the mind control and then give you the energy back. Because all those things, all those toxins aren't just meant to activate the part of the brain that makes you a very compliant mind control victim. It's also meant to weaken you. It's meant to make you too weak to start your own business, too weak to talk to your wife and have a good relationship, too weak to work out, too weak to dream. So if you get rid of the toxins, you reinvigorate a part of the brain that's a supercomputer called the prefrontal cortex, which is here. This part of the brain behind the forehead can see all this in a millisecond. See what I'm talking about, and then you'll have the power to garden. You'll have the power to start your own business online right now, which is probably a safe bet, and start keeping your energy for yourself and repairing your fence yourself and cooking instead of ordering out. You need energy for that, and you're not going to have that energy when you're toxic. So it's a war really against toxicity. And it's a war against the TV. You got to get rid of your TV. It's there to make you inept. And it's there to impregnate you with negative role modeling and fabricated chaos that would never be in your life if you got rid of the TV altogether. So I hope that sort of makes a little bit of sense.
Let me ask you, Jason, in regards to the banking system and fiat currency and all that stuff, because obviously that's a big, big part in all this, the control mechanism. Do you recommend people look at cryptocurrencies, or do you tend to tell people to stay away from them?
I invest in cryptocurrencies because, yeah, the banking system is set to collapse for various financial reasons that are too lengthy to get into on, you know, on this podcast. But yeah, I would definitely suggest like a hierarchy of financial sort of defensive moves. One of them is getting some food. If you have any extra money right now, that second wave is going to come. And because the whole agenda is to force the TV watchers to get the vaccine, I believe that the second wave will come with a shutting down even of the grocery stores.
Yeah, so all and that, local business just gets shut down, no entrepreneurialism.
Yeah, and so you're going to have a hard time getting nutrition. They'll allow you to get dry good, toxic food from Amazon delivered by drone or by package, but then your access to high nutrition foods is going to be gone. So I suggest some fruits, frozen vegetables, organic if possible, high nutritious green powders from, say, Organifi, rices, organic rice, and really start to get store some food so that you're not caught on poor nutrition, because they understand how this system works. poor nutrition going into the winter when it's the sun that makes us have a high immune system will aggravate the sicknesses that they're going to falsely label as COVID and use that as a fabricated reason to strong arm the society into a vaccine that has no ability to make you anything but either crippled or dead. And people really have to wrap their head around this. This happens on regular intervals on this planet. They call them holocausts, and they're pre-planned. They are never by accident. They're planned out years in advance. People really have to start getting up to date with who rules them, how they got there, how power's maintained, the monetary system, and why health is the enemy of that system. Because if you're healthy, you have power, and then you won't give it so willingly to the government, and the mind control won't work nearly a tenth as effective on you if you have a healthy mind with the prefrontal cortex active as compared to what's called the limbic system, which is active when you're polluted. If your limbic system is on, you will love the mind control. You will think the government is your friend. You will think masks make you healthy. You will think that if you do as your government tells you, everything will go away, this will blow over, and eventually you'll be safe. And anybody who believes that, please look behind your anywhere in your house for any books and notice you have not one book in your home other than on wine drinking and a trip to Greece. And that's all you have.
That's a great comment. Just before we start wrapping up, do you think that COVID-19 is a complete hoax, or do you think it's like a, do you actually think it's been released and it's all like a show, but there is something there? What's your actual opinion on it?
Complete hoax. Okay. Absolutely no validity to anything. If it is a weaponized virus, someone needs to get a refund on the scientists who initiated that. Alcohol, cigarettes, and junk food kill 21 million people on this planet every year, on a planet where 57 million people die. Junk food, cigarettes, and alcohol laugh at coronavirus for a death rate. Coronavirus today is 480,000 deaths across the entire world. It has a kill rate less than the seasonal flu. And coronavirus is actually SARS-2 or SARS-CoV-2, which means it has not been isolated in its full genetic sequence. It has similar genetic sequences to SARS, which has a similar genetic sequence to MERS, which basically means none of those viruses have ever been isolated in their full genetic sequence, which means under the most basic scientific principles, none of those viruses have ever been deemed to exist. What you see, are there people dying? Well, of course, there are people dying. There's, 61 million people in the UK. 685,000 people die every year in the UK. 300,000 people die every year in Canada. 2.9 million people die every year in the United States. What you're seeing is regular deaths of regular people from regular diseases at regular rates, advertised as irregular by a corrupt government and media system with props. So that's why the word prop is the first word in propaganda. So when you want to weaponize fear and make it, you know, act as a terrorist yourself, you take Judy, who's going to die anyway, because she's just old. She's at the end of her life. She's in a nursing home because everybody knows she's going to die. You arrive at the nursing home, you dress the doctor in hazmat gear, you dress the nurse in hazmat gear, the props, and you wrap Judy in medical plastic. Take some pictures, film a couple scenes, and then the media just says this is all new. If you look at the death rates in any country, there's no novel increase in death whatsoever. It's the same or even lesser deaths than 2019 and 2018. So there is no coronavirus. And even the test that they're using to test for coronavirus, it's called the PCR test, which means polymerase chain reaction. They actually call it the RT-PCR, real-time polymerase chain reaction. It was invented by a man called Kary Mullis, K-A-R-Y-M-U-L-L-I-S. And he won the Nobel Prize for that invention. It was never a test. He testified as early as the AIDS-HIV issue, and they were using his test at that time. He testified and said, look, for the final time, I'm coming out and telling you people that the PCR test in no way tests for viral disease. It's like using the speed of the wind to judge your height. One has nothing to do with the other.
Yeah.
And this is the test they're using again after the man's dead. And he only died last year, coincidentally. One more time, they're using a test that has no way of testing nor denying viral disease. It's not even a test. It's something completely different.
Yeah.
So the government has been caught as well lying about the COVID death numbers, and everybody's well aware of that. There are funeral directors coming out of the woodwork, nurses, doctors, saying that the government will give a hospital $5,000 for a pneumonia patient, but will give $20,000 if you mark the same pneumonia patient as COVID without any testing. And then if you ask for a ventilator, which is proven to actually kill the COVID, the patient, period, you can gain an extra $40,000 from Medicaid or the NHS or Health Canada here in Canada. So why are doctors being told to label deaths as COVID, even though they didn't die from COVID? Even in my province of Ontario, Canada, they released a document publicly stating and documenting that they are listing all deaths at will, whatever they want, as COVID death, even if they died from diabetes, heart attack, cancer, suicide, or even a car accident without any testing. Documented. I have the document. I share it all the time. And I have documents from many other countries as well, and testimonies from many other health professionals stating, why are we being told, like, what kind of pandemic needs fake death numbers, fake infection numbers, and media accounts that are being proven fake as well? What kind of if it was a real pandemic, wouldn't you just have a friend to die? Please, people, please, turn the TV off. You're getting corralled into the biggest eugenic ambush that you'll never be able to get back. Of the people in government are defective psychopaths. Get it through your head. Defend yourself. There's only a handful of them, and even their enforcers. If you took every bullet that's in the police station, there wouldn't be enough bullets for everybody. Wake up. Wake up and stop acting like children. Grow up. It's time.
Beautiful. We're going to wrap it up on that. I don't think we can talk anymore after that. Thank you very much, Jason, for coming on again. I've really enjoyed talking to you.
You're welcome, Alex. Have a good day.
And you, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.